Hello, this is Jan Luther, your EFT Master, and this is a 10-minute tap-along on the theme of accepting money for your spiritual services and gifts. A couple of comments that I like people to think about is we sometimes need to look at where this idea came from, that it's okay to accept a paycheck where I'm working and doing something for someone else, but that there's always this little niggle of confusion about being straightforward and serving someone in my own capacity and receiving money for that. So I would ask you to begin by looking at where in the past you've had an experience where someone has said or done something that implied or stated outright that when you give your service, you're not supposed to receive compensation for that. A lot of times what happens when I'm working with practitioners is they'll remember a time when they helped a neighbor and their parents implied that they weren't supposed to take money for that. Or when they did work for their family and it was implied that because you're family, you shouldn't take money for that. We still see that today in a lot of different venues that people will have that sort of missionary mentality, as I call it, that when you give service and it's really from your heart and you're doing a good thing, that you're not supposed to take money for it. What I would suggest we look at is the idea of if God has given you a talent and a gift and a heart of service, isn't it a little bit like burying your talent if you're not going to do the thing you were called to do and receive money for it? Because those are things, in my opinion, that we can be the most good in the universe and that can be the most blessing to us in our personal lives. So that might help you stir up some other things to tap about. But let's begin. Karate chop with me. Even though I have this belief about accepting money for my time and service, I deeply and completely love and accept myself for wanting to do the right thing. Take a nice deep breath. Still karate chopping. Even though there's this part of me that's uncomfortable accepting money for my time or my service, I deeply and completely love and honor this part of me that doesn't want to offend or take advantage of people I care about. Nice deep breath, still karate chopping. Even though there's this part of me that doesn't understand how I'm supposed to accept money for doing something I love, for doing what comes natural to me, for sharing my spiritual gifts, maybe I'm believing that's putting a price on my godliness. I'm willing today to challenge that belief and see this differently. Top of the head on the crown, this idea about money for my gifts. Two fingers between the eyes. Money for my gifts. Side of the eyes. Money for my gifts. Side of the eyes. Maybe that's the problem. Under the nose. I'm misunderstanding. Come to your chin, that if I gave someone a gift, collarbone, it would be given to them freely. Under the arm, no charge for a present. Top of the head, but this is something different. Two fingers between the eyes, this is what I was born to do. Side of the eyes, if I were a mechanic, under the eyes, or a painter, under the nose, if I owned a corporation, come to your chin. These are all still services, collarbone. And if it's the right place, under the arm, where I use my gifts and talents, top of the head, of course I deserve to be compensated. Fingers between the eyes, releasing this confusion. Side of the eyes about serving, under the eyes, and suffering and sacrificing. Under the nose, I need to be compensated. Come to your chin so that I can do more of what is mine to do. Collarbone, releasing this block under the arm about accepting a gift in return for the gift I give. top of the head, money received, two fingers between the eyes, as a gift from them, side of the eyes, something they can offer me under the eyes in exchange for my gift and talent. Under the nose, releasing this block. Come to your chin, about accepting graciously. Collarbone, the gift of their funds under the arm, which is exactly what they have to offer me in that moment. Back to karate chop. Take a breath. Even though there must be some part of me that still has confusion about accepting money for doing what I love, for giving of my time, I'm willing today to see this differently and liberate myself from this block that's getting in the way of doing what I really want to do. Nice deep breath, still karate chopping. Even though there's this part of me that's confused about accepting money for my gifts and talents and time, I deeply and completely love and forgive myself for buying into the confusion. I'm ready to see this clearly today. Nice deep breath, still karate chopping. Even though I'm not sure if it's appropriate for me to accept money for my gifts and talents, I am certain that my time is valuable. And what I'm really offering people is service and my time. Top of the head. I charge for the time I spend with you. Two fingers between the eyes. That's why we offer an hourly rate. Side of the eyes. The gifts that I bring under the eyes are priceless. Under the nose, you couldn't afford me if I made you pay for the gifts. Come to your chin, you couldn't afford me. Collarbone, if I made you pay for my talents. Under the arm, that's why we don't do it that way. Top of the head, we set an hourly time. Two fingers between the eyes, and we put a rate on that time. Side of the eyes, and that helps us feel equal in our exchange. Under the eyes, then you're not surprised that I'm asking for more. Under the nose, and I don't expect you to want to pay less. Come to your chin. I want to bring my gifts and talents forward. Collarbone, and being paid for my time under the arm allows me, top of the head, to be able to function and prosper in this world. Two fingers between the eyes, which means I don't have to go back to that 9-to-5 job. Side of the eyes, where I get paid a little bit for the hourly effort. Under the eye, and I may be doing something I don't love and doesn't please me. Under the nose, this is about my modeling joy. Come to your chin, my offering healing. Collarbone, I will no longer hide my talents behind a paycheck doing something that's not right for me to be doing. Under the arm, releasing any remaining resistance to graciously receiving in exchange for my time. Nice deep breath. Go ahead and relax your hands. And whatever came up for you, go work on that now. Bye.